I know you belong to somebody new, but tonight you belong to me.
Huh? Yeah, you know what? You guys are going to have to deal with the sound check. I'm doing this raw, off the cuff, exactly at 7:48 my time. Special shout out to Darcy yet again for the tea. It was all I had the last week because all I had was a kettle over our fire pit. So 12 ounces of water, one tea bag, and a little bit of honey, and I was good to go. So I don't know, guys. I might never be going back. Is this the changing of the guard? Has something shifted when it comes to the way that our noble hero prepares himself for the battle ahead? Tune in next week, kids. Same Forge Bear time, same Forge Bear channel. Welcome to the weekly Monday morning coffee talk, where I remind you to have your coffee, and I hope you're eating, because if not, I'm going to snap you like a chicken bone. You're wasting away, honey. You might hear up in the background, he is digging in. We are on the veranda, because I am reacclimating to my longitude and latitude. But everything's going well. To those who have ordered commissions, I say you will be, and haven't received them yet, you will be start getting your stuff back. You'll be getting your customized toys. first week of September. I'm working everything out. Nerd news. I don't really have any news. I've been so far out of the loop for the last week that I've got a lot of catching up to do. Anything big happen? I've had this question posed a couple of times, and I'm going to address it with all the other questions, so here goes. Chell writes, wait a second. Yeah, you know what? Somebody did write, but we also have new subscribers, so what the hell am I doing? First, hellos. Hello to Marileth, Carrie, Cocky, Forrest, Curious Kitty, Danielle, Devin, and Bex. Welcome to the party. Have no fear, I'll be posting the Discord link as of this morning, so you guys can jump on that, as well as the one story. This is what happens when you live near a military base. As well as the one story I tried to post like 6 times last week that just would not go up. Very annoying. So, Carrie, have no fear. I am posting the Discord link today for you to jump on. Candace asks, how do the wishes work? Well, that's simple. You ask me to do something that I can post on the Discord, and I do it. That's it. You get 3 of those. I can, if they're too extreme or too complicated or too budget constrained, you know, say no. But I might also monkey's paw the situation and find a way of messing with your request. So, you've been warned. Chell asks if she can transfer her 3 wishes to Sonya. Technically, that would be a wish, so you would only be transferring 2 wishes. But yes, that is something you are capable of doing. So, Chell, feel free to let me know if that's one of your wishes. Diesel truck. Fat Bottom Girl asks, Fat Bottom Girl, you make the rockin' world go round, yeah. Can you tell I'm a little punch drunk from all of the driving and all of the punching? Anyway, your DC villain answer was hilarious. Question one. Since you mentioned American Gods, who was your favorite god and why? Uncle Nancy. Like, Odin was Odin, right? Loki was the trickster. Shadow was a demigod, so he doesn't really count. Yeah. Uncle Nancy. And he even got better. Oh my god. If you didn't see the series, which died after 3 seasons because reasons, but his portrayal in the first 2 seasons was gloriously done. Gloriously done. Loved every moment of him on screen. But Uncle Nancy is just kind of like, you know what it is? It's the con man's code of ethics. It's that idea that if you're a schemer and a storyteller, which I can relate to both, if you're a schemer and a storyteller, you have absolutely no problem calling truth to power, and you have absolutely no problem calling everybody on their bullshit, because you have absolutely no problem calling yourself on your own bullshit. Like, you know how fake you are. You are literally a character in a story. You know it. That is about as far as you go. And depending on who's telling the story, you're either the hero or the villain, or just some schlub that gets sidelined. When I have a sweet tooth craving, what is my go-to indulgence? Legitimate answer. Seriously, I have a can of Ready Whip, the Reese's Pieces Ready Whip in the fridge. That's like my go-to now. I'm trying to get back in fighting weight here. So like, that stuff is perfect because it's got all the flavor and like none of the calories and sugar. Is it 100% artificial? Yeah, but does it do it? Yeah, because honestly, I mean, all you need is that one little taste. In that regard. question three. You, misdirection, get misdirected and end up in a special prison where your powers don't work. How do you break out with your powers if your powers aren't working? Misdirection. Oh, I start a riot. I mean, obviously. And seduce the warden, who's being played by Natalie Dormer, because that would be difficult for me to do. Natalie Dormer or Vivica A. Fox? Or Regina King? Okay, you know what? This is going to go downhill quick, guys. Anyway, SR Hazard says, how did I get Angelian and Jillian Anderson mixed up? I don't know. That, senior moment, lack of caffeine, was it one of those, effects, the thing where everybody thinks it's the Bernstein Bears, but it's the Bernstein Bears, or the opposite way? I don't know. Anyway, but yeah, I can't tell you how you got those two people mixed up. I do it all the time, though, so I can commiserate. Linda asks, when am I inviting you guys over for dinner? Would love to do that. Trying to coordinate all of that. Well, we're trying to coordinate Forged Family get-together, right? We're trying to do that. We have very heated debates about the subject in our household. Who's your favorite Batman? Kevin Conroy from Batman the Animated Series. Absolutely loved him to death. worked perfectly. Also had a very great Bruce voice and a great Batman voice, and didn't end up sounding like he was dragging his vocal cords over gravel. Live action. This is going to be controversial. I think we needed to see more of Ben Affleck's Batman. I really do. I think that Ben Affleck mentally, with all of the things that he's dealt with his depression, with all the things that he's dealt with physically, his addictions and all of these things, I think that, like, mindset-wise, he's very close to what Batman was. And the pose the figure he struck in Batman v Superman was perfect. The way he looked, the way he acted, and the way he fought in that movie was perfect. Could have done without as high a body count, but what can you do? So, yeah. Curious getting asked about the file upload. Yes, in the beginning will be posted today. Carrie asked about the Discord server. I already mentioned that. So, a couple of things you guys should know. Last week was a weird one. Because we had two things happen concurrently. My mother needed a major surgery to have a tumor removed, which we found out about shorthand. And also, my auntie had a barn collapse in Vermont. So, went up to fix that, came back down to stay with my mom while she got it was an outpatient, which was good. And she needed 5 to 7 days of recovery. She's still recovering. She's actually here. Went up to help fix, came down to pick up mom, checked her out once everything was good, took her up. Auntie is a registered nurse, so she hung out with auntie at the farmhouse while I continued to help. So yeah, everything went well for the most part. I am a little bit tanner. I spent a lot of time in the sun, sunblocked when I could, but you know. I'd like to say I'm a little bit leaner, but they fed me like I was going out of style, so that didn't help at all, but, you know, they gave what they could, and that was very generous of them. But anyway, we're on to now. She's recovering gloriously. The barn is up. I'm going to be getting back to it like crazy, and a little bit more so. You guys will be the first one to hear it, but as of, here goes. The week of September the 5th, yep. No, I'm sorry, September the 5th, it's not going to work because of Labor Day. And I've got the kids the 5th and the 6th. So here's what's going to happen. As of September the 12th, we are going to start having shows on TikTok Live on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Mondays will be a drive time window of 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Werewolf Wednesday will continue to happen the way that it has. And we're going to try out a geek Fandom Friday. And Fandom Friday is going to take place between 12 and 2 on Fridays, Eastern Standard Time. You're going to have 3 chances to catch me live on TikTok. Also, I have been discussing, I'm in the final steps of a partnership with a large company. I had tried a couple of smaller local guys, but I could not get the rates. My biggest issue when it comes to merch is making sure that it's stuff you guys can afford and the quality is good. So, I finally found somebody who can do that for me. I finally found a company that is large enough that they can handle our work, but at the same time they can keep the costs low, and they're handling other accounts as well, and they integrate into all of the other things, all the other sites that we are currently operate on. So merch will be coming as of the second week of September. So yeah, those are two big announcements. I haven't gotten to the P.O. box yet this week, so there's that. And besides that, though, I think we're about good to wrap it up. I've been muttering for quite some time. You guys are probably tired of me. Bare feet in the right soil. Again, I completely destroyed my old pair of DCs this week. What do you do with old sneakers? Like, I've had these for like 3 years. I don't know what to do with them. Like, do you Viking funeral them? Do you take them out back and shoot them like old Yeller? I'm percolating a TikTok. A goofy video about the death of sneakers. But 3 years the DCs have lasted me. And I guess now would be as good a time as any to break out the pair that I bought for my birthday. And to answer the question, no, I'm not wearing the super awesome pair that I received as a gift in the P.O. box yet, because I am in fact wearing those to a wedding, or the festivities around the wedding, not the actual service. Oh, that reminds me of the last thing. Someone had asked a couple of weeks ago about Amazon wish list. That'll be going up this week too. I'm going to be attaching it to all the socials on Wednesday. I made one. I don't know what's supposed to go on them. I don't understand how people in this, you know, in this space, the space that I occupy, that some of the people occupy, the entertainers, I guess, the storytellers, the clowns, I don't know what they're supposed to put on that list. So I basically just went a little bit nutty. And you guys will have to let me know what you think. All right? Okay. I had somebody, and I forget when, ask me about reactions to the posts that I make on Patreon. And I have to tell you guys something. I know you don't always write, and that's okay. Life is busy. Life is difficult, and you've got stuff to do, and you listen to the stuff you subscribe to when you have the chance to. And you don't always have the opportunity to say, hey, you know, like, this is awesome, or so on and so forth. But I think it's pretty easy to say that if you weren't intrigued, if you didn't enjoy, if you didn't genuinely get something, or something didn't resonate with you with the content that I'm creating, that you wouldn't be here. And I just wanted to take this opportunity to say, even though you might not say it, I hear all of you, and I thank you 1,000 times over. This is the fulfillment of a dream. I'm not giving up anytime soon. We're going to keep going. Werewolf Wednesdays are going to keep going strong. It's momentum by itself. Just knowing that you're there and you're listening, whether or not you say something completely elated you or it just was really cool. But the other thing is that you have to recognize that all of you, each and every one of you, are in a place where the people around you understand, feel similarly, and appreciate you for being of a similar mindset. And we might not all agree on everything when it comes to everything in the world. I mean, sandwich toppings, favorite member of Morris Day and The Time. Personally for me, it's The Time. You know, stuff like that. Just doesn't always, you know, there's going to be points of disconnect between us, but there's always going to be those things that do pull us together. And a giant, goofy, bear-shaped human who tells stories and sometimes says things that make you squirmy worm in your seat is just the catalyst for what is hopefully friendships and understandings and a better place for you mentally. Because what are stories if not moments to learn about ourselves and escape from the world for just a little bit, right? And I will provide that escape as long as I have breath in my lungs, but when I'm not talking and when I'm not on the Discord creating merry havoc, I genuinely need you to know that you're in the best of care with the people who are on there. They all understand the code of conduct. They all have read through it. And nothing happens in that space except for things that we can all walk away from feeling like we've found someone who understands. So, I'm now addressing it. We are not amused. No, the royal we doesn't work. I know where you're coming from. I hear you even when you say it as silently as possible in a room to yourself. I hear you. I understand. And so do all the other people on here. I think we're at a couple hundred, we're like, not to toot my own horn here, but like, there is 152 of you, at the time of this recording. So yeah, so there is a silent portion, and to you, I say, hey, I love you for being you. I love all of you for being you, but don't for a moment feel like you're not understood. Don't feel like for a moment that people don't hear you and understand you and feel what you feel, because they do. In each and every moment, there is somebody here in this place and on the Discord, which I am putting the link back up for, but there is always somebody who is there for you. And getting back on yesterday, I felt that in a very big, bad way. I'm going to take a moment and be a little sappy here, but I am going to personally thank my mods, and I'll tell you why. Ruby, Wendy, Allison, Dolly, Sarah in absentia, you guys are the best. You guys are all my sisters from another mister. You are the D&D party I never knew I needed. You guys are life-affirming and chaos-feeding. And you, when the captain is unsure of himself, you make sure that the ship stays steady. Until, of course, Pirate Queen, you know, throws on whatever she feels like wearing and puts the parrot on her shoulder and grabs onto the nearest piece of rope and swoops over to the big wheel stirrer thingy and just takes over and looks all way better doing it than I do. So, yeah. This has been a little bit of a ramble on top of everything else. But every so often it's good to appreciate those around you. And We're quickly coming up on month six and of the Patreon, and month six of the Patreon is going to have a couple of goodies as well, and we're going to have a little bit of extra fun there, and there's going to be me singing thank you to all of you in the fashion of Yakko sings the United States of America. So that'll be good. I do so love honey. Anyway, I'm going to get back on it. We've got stuff to do. We've got a whole wide world to conquer and our best lives to live. So do me a favor, okay? Take a moment. Have a big old deep breath. Have this moment of clarity between later and before. And realize that we're going to do better, guys. We're going to keep doing exactly the way we do, to the best of our abilities. Some days stronger, some days weaker. It's like the coffee, right? Some days decaf, by God, but we'll make it through. Because all of you are all of you. And you're beautiful and unique and loved. All right? So get out there. Do your adult shit. Do the goofy shit when you're done doing the adult shit. And we will touch base later. All right? But until then, have a good day. Have a beautiful moment or two throughout the day, which is life-affirming. Have grace. Have beauty. Have poise. Have intellect. Have generosity. Have humor. Have a good, full-bellied laugh. But most of all, have fun storming the castle, my beautiful beasties. And thirsty tricksters. My entire forged family. All right. Good talk, honey. Good talk. Get going. Auntie and Ethel have stuff to do.